Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm WSB's Mark Arum. Depend on the WSB Breaking News Center
for immediate
breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
or a traffic red alert whenever and wherever they strike.
Immediately
accurate WSB.
Depend on it.
Hey, this is Lois Griffin, and you are listening to the Mark Arum Show.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome back to the show and a good Tuesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 11:07, 7 after 11. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. The gang's all here. Low T Chuck's Buckskin Chuck is screening the calls. Your parents still in town?
Sure, yeah.
No. Are they?
No.
Oh, all right. Low T Chuck is screening the calls. See how I adjusted the show just to protect your image for your folks, but
I don't think
calling you Buckskin Chuck.
Yeah, I don't think that worked.
You can continue if you want.
No,
out of the kindness of your heart.
Whenever you have friends or family in town.
All right.
Or they might be listening on the internet.
I got friends and family. Yeah.
We will call you Buckskin Chuck, but in the meantime, you are Low T Chuck. Longoria is always Longoria unless El Chapo gets back in the news again.
Yeah.
Programming note, coming up this week, I've reaffirmed an interview with Bunchy from Ray Donovan, which is one of the best shows on television. And guess who's coming back for a repeat performance? Lancel Lannister.
Nice.
Really?
Yes. He's got, I think, maybe tomorrow or Thursday, from Game of Thrones. He appeared on the Mark Arum Show, then got killed off the show, and now he's going to come back and yell at
me.
So we got two fun interviews coming up this week. What is not fun is what's going on in Istanbul, a terror attack in Turkey. If you're like me, I slept the whole day today. I usually wake up at 5 p.m. Today I woke up at 8:30 p.m., and I woke up to the breaking news, the Istanbul airport attack, 36 dead, 147 wounded. It looks like this is an ISIS terror attack. Just an awful story. ISIS continues to just do damage across Europe, actually around the world. I mean, they know no bounds. And the difference between ISIS and the other terrorist networks that we've been dealing with in my lifetime is that there's no political agenda here. Al-Qaeda wants the West out of the Arabian Peninsula, and they want them out of Saudi Arabia. And the PLO wants the Palestinians to be free. And there's always a political reasoning. There's always been a political reasoning for these terror attacks. And now we have ISIS, and there's no politics here. It's you're a non-believer. We are going to kill you. In case you missed everything, let's get an update. You want to do this, Longoria? An update from CBS News?
I'm ready.
All right, CBS Radio News Special Report.
CBS News Special Report. Turkey's government blames ISIS but cannot be sure the three men who blew themselves up after firing automatic rifles at people in the Istanbul airport have not yet been identified. CBS's Holly Williams in Istanbul.
Turkish officials are blaming ISIS for this attack, but as far as we know, no official claim of responsibility from that group.
Turkey's prime minister put the death toll at 36, with 147 wounded, including at least one American. CBS News correspondent Jeff Pagaz checked with security officials in Washington.
U.S. officials are working with Turkish counterparts to gather as much information as possible. They have to see who's behind this before they determine what next steps to take at U.S. airports.
New York and Miami say they've increased their police presence at airports. Our transportation correspondent, Chris Van Cleave.
The 4th of July travel weekend is often the busiest of the summer season. So airports like LAX have already stepped up their police presence, already gone to a very heavy deployment of motorcycle officers, of canines, as well as officers on foot.
The presidential candidates are reacting. Donald Trump in Ohio.
There's something going on that's really, really bad. All right, it's bad. And we better get smart and we better get tough.
Hillary Clinton released a statement saying America, faced with threats, needs deeper cooperation with allies and partners. CBS News Special Report. I'm Dan Ravine.
Your thoughts on the terror attack, the latest terror attack, this one at the Istanbul airport, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. And we're also discussing medieval battles. I watched Gladiator last night, and I'm glad I'm not alone on this, Chuck. I watched the movie Gladiator last night. Great movie. Great opening battle scene. And I just couldn't even imagine being a part of that, or the Game of Thrones battle, where it's hand-to-hand, you have swords, and it's just brutal.
Like
absolutely
the
brutal.
Just use elephants?
Yes,
you
exactly.
Think a horse, I was just thinking about in the break. You think a horse is bad?
Brutal.
Can you imagine elephant an charging? Elephant's coming charging at you?
Insane. Couldn't do it. I would rather be a gladiator fighting one-on-one in the arena.
Absolutely.
Than in a massive battlefield.
Yeah.
Like, I just had a PBS special on that. On the gladiators fighting in their.
I'd still die, obviously, in the arena.
Yeah.
But that would be less scary to me than a massive battle where.
You just have to keep everything in front. You just keep
exactly.
It, you know what I mean?
You won't get stabbed in the back.
Yeah.
Apparently, gladiators had really good health, like.
Insurance?
Like, yeah, for them to take care of them because they were so prized.
Obamacare?
Yeah, they like gave them certain things that they wouldn't give like the common people.
Really? Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right, LaGoria bringing some info.
Yeah, PBS.
404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Your thoughts on the latest terror attack in Istanbul, and what would you want to be in a medieval army? I'd want to be the cook. LaGoria, what do you want to be? Stable boy?
Yeah.
You take care of the horses?
I'll take care of the horses.
Loti, what did you want to be?
If I legitimately had to pick something, I'd probably want to be in the cavalry.
That could be a landscaper.
On the horse?
I'd much rather be in that.
Fair enough.
I don't want to be an infantry.
Take care of the land.
404-872-0750 is the number. Jerry is in Jefferson. Jerry, you are on the Mark Arum Show. How are you, sir?
Hi, Mark.
Hey,
how
Jerry.
Are you?
Excellent. What's going on?
Well, you know, I have to tell you, your boys are right there. You guys all have the nicest voices.
Oh, thank you, Jerry.
I mean, you're all very comforting to me.
Well, we consider you part of our friends. You know, you're in our inner circle.
Yeah. Oh, I love you.
I love you too, Jerry.
I love you. I tell you, what I wanted to say was, I couldn't get through Monday night. And everybody was talking about the movies, and it was Charles Bronson. They couldn't figure who his wife was.
Yes,
her name is Jill Ireland.
Jill Ireland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she's gone now.
Oh,
poor
is
thing.
She?
And also now the other thing with all these horrible killings.
Mm-hmm.
Look at them as demons running around in flesh.
Demons personified, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. What do you think we should do?
Well, you have to be wise. You have to know your enemy. I really do believe that. You have to know your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And they are certainly our enemy.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And it's an enemy unlike we've ever seen, Jerry. We've never
Absolutely.
Seen anything like this. And they're just brutal. And let me ask you a serious question.
Mm-hmm.
If I was going to take Longoria and Loti out to dinner in Jefferson, where's the best spot to go? What's a good restaurant up there?
I know it's an Italian. I've only been here a couple years. My husband died, and I came here with my son.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I know there's an Italian place that they would get. I used to be an Italian cook.
Mm-hmm. And what was your dish, your main dish that you could make, the best thing?
Lasagna, homemade sauce right from the scratch, meatballs.
That's lasagna's a tough thing to make. That's a very labor-intensive meal right there.
It is.
Because you've got to cook the noodles, and then you got to layer them, and then you got to bake it. And you said you made the homemade sauce too, so that's another step.
Yes, I did. Yeah. I worked for Matthew's Pizza up in Highland Town, Baltimore City, and they started out in 1943, and they're still there.
Wow. All right, so if we go to Baltimore, we're going to Matthew's Pizza. Jerry, thank you so much for listening, and thanks for calling, buddy.
Listen, God bless all of you. I love all of you.
Love you, too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, so sweet. So there's an Italian restaurant in Jefferson. If we're ever doing a remote in Jefferson, we'll do it at the Italian restaurant.
Need to. That sounds good.
Randall's in Sharpsburg. I know there's good restaurants in Sharpsburg. What's going on, Randall?
Not a whole lot, man. I was just calling. I heard you talking about the horribleness that it is to be in a hand combat, like, you know, Braveheart and those kind of things, you know? What do you think would be worse? Like the Saving Private Ryan first scene or the Braveheart scene? You know, would you be more or less, which would you prefer?
I think the Saving Private Ryan scene. I was just going to say, I think. Yeah, as brutal as that is.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the most intense movie scenes I've ever seen in
absolutely.
My life. Absolutely. You know, up until recently, you know, I mean, but I think I'd probably agree with you, man. You know, I'd rather be, I guess, shot than stabbed and brutalized.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that sounds weird, but
yeah, it does.
There's just something so personal about, you know, and you mentioned the Braveheart. That's a good call, too, the Braveheart battle scenes
And I just watched the Game of Thrones thing from last night or the other night, man. And wow, that was right on top of the brutalness as well, but I think you're right. I just want to make sure that I was in agreement with someone. First off, I listen to you all the time, man. Love your show.
Thanks,
great
buddy.
Show. Wonderful, wonderful. And we're talking about movies on a Tuesday, which is weird. But
that is weird. It's just because I went home last night, and it's so I forget that. Like, I will search out for a movie. So I probably, like, 3 months ago, I probably said, "All right, Xfinity DVR. Next time Gladiator's on, record it for me." And I came home and it was recorded. I was like, oh, snap, Gladiator. Let me watch this. So I watched it before I went to bed last night. And, God, that beginning of that scene is just...
It's unfathomable that, I mean, it is a movie, but that's pretty close to real life. I mean, it would have to be.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Exactly. I'm trying to think. There were so many battles in Braveheart, too. I'm glad you brought up Braveheart. Now, that was later in time. Braveheart happened later than Gladiator. So, historically, Gladiator happened first, and then Braveheart happened after. But it seemed that the Braveheart army was less equipped.
Do you think it got less brutal or more brutal through time?
I'd have to say the brutality rose to a certain point, and then, you know, with the advent of guns. So, if you go to, like... the 17th century, 16th or 18th century, when we started fighting with muskets.
Yeah.
That is probably much less brutal than what we saw.
Those guys, they were fighting, they had muskets, but they were still slaughtering one another, you know.
Sure.
Those muskets were like,
well, they would just
rudimentary.
They would just stand there in line waiting to get shot. You know, the musket warfare? It was like, all right, we're going to fight this civilly. We're just going to march, shoot. Crazy. Yeah, but I, as bad as the opening scene to Saving Private Ryan was, I'd prefer that than a Braveheart Gladiator kind of battle. All right, we're going to come back. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum.
I think we really got something in.
What do we got?
An idea.
What idea?
An idea for the show.
I still don't know what the idea is.
It's about nothing.
Welcome back to the show. 11:25, 72 degrees on Peachtree Street. Back to the phones. Rowdy's in Norcross. Rowdy, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Good evening, guys. Always a pleasure.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, so I don't remember what movie it was, but there was a scene in one of the medieval war battle movies where they like dump gas or something on the field the night before, and when the army marched out, they just shot a flaming arrow and lit the entire army on fire. I always thought that was a great idea.
That I think that's been in a couple movies. That's been
I've always loved that one.
Yeah, that, I mean, you got to outsmart. Well, especially when you're outmanned, you got to outsmart the folks.
Yeah, and then in terms of, you know, the different styles of warfare, you know, back in the day, you could train your entire life hand-to-hand combat and master it and have pretty good chances on the battlefield, whereas if you're rushing the banks on D-Day, any idiot can fire an automatic machine gun. You get hit by some stray bullet.
The only problem is, though, if you know, say you're trained hand-to-hand combat your whole life and you're the best ever, okay? If you're in a massive melee battle, what's to stop someone coming up from behind you while you're in hand-to-hand combat and just knifing you in the back and killing you that way? That would be my biggest fear.
What you need?
You'd have to have, you know, eyes on the back of your head.
Like the little kid in Game of Thrones?
Like the little kid in Game of Thrones. Just, see you, Lancel. Lewis is up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Lewis.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, the only thing about 3 months to snuff out the ISIS issue, we got enough intelligence and all to get this knocked out, and I'm really interested to see. You know, this could be a new tactic they're using by not saying that it's them doing these attacks and just not announcing it. They used to cheer up and down when they would attack us here and there, but now they're not saying anything.
What do you think that tactic is, the benefit of not taking credit?
I think not taking credit means that now they're going to try to catch us off our game and not announce it as much, because that way they can focus on the next attack. If they're quiet, then that means they can plan out better. But I know we could have had this done within a year. We're going to take them out within a year.
The only problem is if we go in ground level, and I there's no question we could crush them on the ground. These cells that would pop up, the ISIS-inspired cells that would continue to pop up around the world, we'd still have to battle them. It's a crazy world we live in. 404-872-0750. News, weather, traffic. Johnny Kilbasa next. This is The Mark Arum Show.
I'm WSB's Herman Cain, and depend on this
whenever and wherever
there's breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
or a traffic red alert.
The WSB 24-Hour Breaking News Center will tell you about it.
News 95.5 and AM 750.
WSB, depend on it.
Hi, this is Rob Reiner, and you're listening to The Mark Arum Show.
He packed in the animals 2x2, ox, camel, and a kangaroo. Packed him in that ox so tight, I couldn't get no sleep that night. Roll the bus, Jeff and him, tell them about the master plan. Oh, my Lord.
Welcome back to the show. 11:36, 24 in front of midnight. Mark Arum with you till 12 every Monday through Friday on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Lotie's here. Longoria's here. I'm here. Alewine's here. Speaking of Rob Reiner, who just brought us back, his dad's best friend, his dad's Carl Reiner, his dad's best friend is Mel Brooks. Today is Mel Brooks' 90th birthday. So
it is.
That's an interview I'd love to get. Mel friggin' Brooks.
That would be amazing.
We're running out of time, my friends. We need to make that happen.
Yeah.
Make some calls. I tweeted at him today. I got no response.
Yeah.
Do you think he tweets? I mean, he's 90 years old.
He's on Twitter, and he does tweet some. I don't know if he does it, but someone's tweeting for him. But that would be cool to get him
with
on the
one
show.
One of those big old people phones.
Exactly.
4-foot lettering. Good thing it's only 140.
What'd you get at Sears?
Love Sears. Sears door.
Pretty good. That was used to work at Sears.
First credit card I ever got was a Sears card.
Sears card, yeah. It's the first place I would ever even think about giving me a credit card.
Yeah, basically. So when I was in college, I got a Sears card.
It was like $350.
I got free, and I only did it. I was in college. It's so funny. I was in college, and I go to the Poughkeepsie Mall.
Of course.
And they're outside of Sears. Hey, sign up for a Sears card. You get a free set of tumbler glasses, like six glasses. And I was with my buddy Raven. I'm like, we need some glasses at the house. You know, I was like, those are nice glasses, like Scotch glasses. All right, let's sign up for this. So that was the first credit card I got. And it had like $500 limit.
Yeah, mine was like $350, yeah. $500. It was really low.
But I used to buy clothes there.
Oh, yeah. I bought a lot of Sears clothes.
Yeah.
I was poor. I had to clothe myself somehow.
That was the first credit card. What's the first credit card you got, Longoria? Do you have one yet?
Yeah,
did your wife give you one?
I do. I think my first one was a Discover card.
Discover card. I've never owned a Discover card.
Off of my grandparents. I mean, it's their account, but yeah. I have my own card on it.
At one point, I had 15 credit cards.
Good night.
Because I had to, once my parents...
One step ahead.
Once my parents cut me off on college, I told this story.
Yeah.
The last 2 years of school, I had to pay for my own. So I took out 15 credit cards, charged 2 years of tuition on those 15 credit cards. And then...
You never once in the back of your head thought, this probably isn't a good idea.
No. Well, I had to graduate.
No.
I had to graduate. Well, I mean,
have you paid it back?
Oh, yeah. That was, you know, a crowning achievement. The fight to pay down $40,000+ in credit card debt. Oof.
Yeah, Leslie's still paying hers.
Yeah, that was a great day.
We're in debt
when I paid down paid off my credit cards. That was a monumental day in the history of Mark Arum, former Division I athlete. That and getting the free 6 tumbler glasses.
Yeah, at least you got something out of the deal.
It was fantastic. Anyway, back to the matters at hand. The breaking news out of Istanbul, another terror attack. This one, we believe, ISIS, 37 dead, 146 wounded, I believe, is the last count. We're discussing that and medieval battles. Just the brutality of a medieval battle scene. I don't even know how we got there. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Ian is in Atlanta. Ian, welcome to the program. Ian?
Everybody clap your hands.
I give him a chance.
I think I might have been mispronouncing his name.
No, that was it.
Because that spelling was good? Yeah. Ian? Mm-hmm. All right.
I promise. Know,
Chuck had a guy named Tone yesterday. No, Tam.
Tam.
I think something happened with the call screen.
Is this guy Asian? Bill's in Buckhead. There's a name I can pronounce. Billy, welcome to the program. How are you, sir?
How's everybody?
Excellent. What's going on?
There was an actor, an African-American actor named Robert Townsend. He hadn't done much lately, but he financed a movie on 21 credit cards.
Did he really?
I've heard that story.
I remember Robert Townsend in The Five Heartbeats, which is a great movie.
I guess he's basically retired these days. I don't have much to offer on the battle thing, although Mel Gibson, boy, and you haven't even mentioned The Patriot. He has a special way of putting those things together, those battle scenes.
He is a remarkable director when it comes to war movies, for sure.
And I do remember hearing that he used the team behind from Saving Private Ryan to coordinate something along those lines in some of his movies. But let me mention what happened in Turkey today. I don't know if I've alluded to the fact that I'm a musician and I play the drums. In 2004, I, along with a couple of partners, invested. We bought a cymbal business, which cymbal, C-Y-M-B-A-L, which, you know, drummers play. And in Turkey, and that's the birthplace of that, going back to the 1600s. So today's news, or when did it happen? Actually, yesterday, or
the Istanbul attack?
the attack at the airport. I've flown into that airport.
It happened. Well, this afternoon, our time, so it'd be this evening.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that hits home, and my business partner and friend, we've sold the company a couple of years ago, so flew in there two or three times a year. So.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice airport. Yeah, and again, that's the underbelly, and they have fixed this in Israel, where there is no soft underbelly to the airport.
There's no soft underbelly anywhere.
No,
there.
Before you even get on airport property, you're searched. Then you get into the lobby and you're searched. Oh, then you got to go through security and you're so. But here, like if you go to Hartsfield, there's no security at baggage claim or ticketing or.
We're just driving up.
You know what we need to do? We need to arm the freaking sky caps. The dudes that take your luggage at the curb.
There you go.
Give those.
They're the first ones.
Exactly. Give each of those dudes AK-47s. We'll see what happens. I am totally good with that. You trust those guys with your bags. You might as well trust them with AK-47s.
And they can do wonders. I can't tell you how many times I've gone up to a ticket agent and couldn't get done what I needed to get done. And I went back out and talked to one of those guys.
Those guys are awesome.
And they get on the computer and they're I'm like, dude, here's 20 bucks.
Tip the crap out of those guys. Exactly, right.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
In fact, I go to them most of the time. I don't even go into
the ticket agent. Absolutely.
I just go right up to them, tell them what I need. It gets done.
And some of them make really good money.
I would hope so.
Because, you know, I'm like you, 20 bucks. And they
immediately
20 bucks. If you tip a SkyCap 20 bucks, they'll put priority stickers on your baggage, like your VIP. It's the closest we'll ever get to being VIP.
Yeah.
Is getting the priority sticker on our luggage. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK.
And now, on the Mark Arum Show, it's time for the Fast Food Review.
Joining us live on the Greasy Salty Hotline from parts unknown, height unknown, weight we do not want to know, Johnny Kielbasa and the ever so popular Fast Food Review. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing great, Mark Arum. I'm wrapped in bacon. I'm here for the taking. I'm covered with cheese. I am pleased. And Low T Chuck told me to go to the Italian restaurant in Jefferson for a remote. And I showed up and nobody was there, man. I don't know what the heck was going on.
Not yet, sir. Not yet. We gotta align the stars for that to happen.
Yeah, at least we got a friend out there.
Exactly.
She's like a nice lady. Hello.
So listen, Lance Lannister is coming back on the Mark Arum Show.
Wow, he couldn't get enough.
He couldn't get it. Well, I think he's blaming me for the death of his character.
The post-mortem.
But yeah, let's see. When is he going to be on? I want to give you the proper notification.
Is he doing stand-up in Alpharetta or something?
No. He'll be on. I'm interviewing him tomorrow at, let's see what time. I don't know. 9:40 a.m., I think. So, Lance Lannister tomorrow, 9:40 a.m. He just got moved. It's now Thursday, June 30th. So this Thursday, I'll be interviewing him at 9:40 a.m. Anything, if you have any questions for him, Johnny, email me, all right?
Yeah, I want to know what it was like to be around all that wildfire, if he was scared.
It looked like absinthe. It was like pools of absinthe.
Absent.
Yes, indeed. All right, we'll do Game of Thrones later, but what do we got on the menu right now?
Yeah, buddy? Please thank them and tell them that, you know, made my life.
Will do, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, so we talked about mac and Cheetos last week, and it finally came out Monday, and I went and tried some. Did you guys try it?
I have not yet. I didn't know they were available in the Atlanta area yet. Okay, I will get them tomorrow.
It started Monday.
Or Thursday. I'll bring them in Thursday. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I kind of felt... you know, you look for this kind of something you don't know if you want to do or not, and then you finally do it, and I kind of felt dirty and guilty after I ate one or two.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird, I have to say. You know, Cheetos are great, and I thought that the great thing about Cheetos was just the taste and that mystery powder that they put on it, but the thing that I realized is great about Cheetos, it's actually the crunch that poof knuckle that you get with every Cheeto that you can really crunch into, and it makes the sound, and you get the feeling on your teeth. Well, with these Mac and Cheeto turds, you just get you get this hint of Cheeto, and then you get a gushy little chunk of mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And they don't pair well
together is what you're saying.
No, it's okay, but it's like, I guess the essence of the Cheeto is gone.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a...
Well, I think for me, the biggest, greatest part of Cheeto is, you know, the crunch and then the dissolving in your mouth.
Right.
You know, because you crunch that thing and then it just turns to cheese paste in your mouth.
Yeah, and this is kind of like... I mean, if they wouldn't have told you that it has Cheeto on it, you really wouldn't know. Because it doesn't have the powdery yellow powder on it.
Sure.
It just looks like this weird nugget type of thing. and you don't get the crunch. So, I mean, you do get a flavor of Cheeto, but then you just have macaroni and cheese in there. You don't get enough macaroni and cheese for the full creaminess effect of the mac and cheese.
How is the mac and cheese, though, Johnny? Is it decent?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not like... a cheap mac and cheese that you'd get oven baked or out of a vending machine or anything like that. It's pretty good. It's creamy enough, but it's just not, I don't know, it's not Cheeto-y enough and it's not mac and cheesy enough. It's somewhere in the middle.
All right. Well, I'll bring him in on Thursday. We'll try it and then we'll do before your fast food review. We'll have the fellas give their take on it. Let me, real quick, before we go, Longoria yesterday came in, and you heated up, what were you eating yesterday, Longoria?
It was a DiGiorno's pizza.
A DiGiorno's pizza, microwavable, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, little personal ones.
It smelled so amazingly good, Johnny K.
Hey.
A homework assignment. I want you, and you know, no time crunch on this. Come up, because this is part of your, you know, your genre. Top 10 frozen dinners on the market today, okay? And that includes anything that you buy in the freezer section at Publix that you can nuke at work and eat for dinner. I want Johnny Cabas's top 10 frozen dinners, because that pizza smelled so amazing. It didn't smell like a, you know, microwave pizza usually smells like,
oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
low tea. But
right.
That smelled. That's. Did you smell it yesterday, Loti? It was delightful.
What did you put on it?
Well, there was pepperoni. What else?
Yeah, it was the works one. I mean, it was the pepperoni. You know, green peppers.
And
red peppers.
I go, Longoria, how did you figure out? He's like, well, I bought it for my daughter, but it looked good, and so I ate it.
Yeah, because I started buying her like the cheese pizzas, and then I noticed that they had like other ones that, you know, adult pizzas, because I don't think cheese pizzas are.
I have never smelt a microwave pizza that delicious before in my life. So a homework assignment, no rush, but eventually I want a top 10 frozen dinners per Johnny Kilbasa.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right.
Can't wait. Yeah, I will get right on that, sir.
I will send you the requisite funds to take care of that, so you can get out there.
Yeah, it's the Western Union right next to the Walmart. That's the one I go to.
Fair enough. All right, Johnny K, we appreciate you as always, and...
Bless the Raw Tide, baby. Flumai. Follow me on Twitter, Johnny Cabasa. Check out my podcast on JohnnyCabasa.com, baby.
What's the latest episode of the podcast?
Episode 7 up, talking about being a Cleveland fan, talking about Game of Thrones minutes on there, and talking about Lance Lannister.
All right, cool. Fantastic. JohnnyKilbasa.com. Appreciate you, bruh.
Anytime, bruh.
We'll be right back. 404-872-0750. Vince, hang tight. You'll be next. This is the Mark Arum Show. Deja vu, and I got another
clip down a Deja crew. Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Final segment of the show, the very latest on the terror attack tomorrow morning on Atlanta's Morning News with Scott Slade, and updates through the overnight hours with our buddy and yours, Mark Aylwine. Vince joins us on the program. What's going on, Vince?
Hey, guys. You were talking about the Atlanta Hearts, Phil Jackson, a little while ago. If you remember, like, 5 months ago, because the governor changed the law, you had and they still do, bring guns all over the place before... You hit security?
Yes.
You had a guy walking around with an AK-47 open carry.
Yes, I remember.
So, I mean, how can Atlanta do anything?
Well, I think you need, and I think it's just, I don't think it's just Atlanta. I think it's all airports in the United States. There has to be increased security inside the terminal, or inside the first entrance to the airport where baggage claim and ticketing is. I think we need increased security there. There's no question about it.
I hope so, but the way it's going now, it doesn't look good.
No, but I remember post 9/11. If you went to the airport, you know, a month after 9/11, whoa, sorry, Vince. There were army dudes in there with guns. Like, it was legit. We need that again, or just get the Skycaps guns. I'm totally okay with the Skycaps.
Yeah, I'm good with them.
Have an AK-47. Star of the show.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
Geez Louise, I don't know. Any suggestions, guys? We all really didn't do anything. Longo, you got anything?
Me?
You want to take it?
I'll take it.
You recorded a spot for me.
I did.
That's the least, I mean.
It's the most anybody did today.
I overslept.
Yeah.
Chuck, it's up to you. Do we give it to this guy?
Sure.
All right, Longoria. The least deserved star of the show in the history of stars.
Well, I don't
of the
know
show.
About that.
All right, we'll continue the conversation on Twitter at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB, Instagram Mark Arum. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby. Pretty baby, you and me and the devil makes three. Don't need no other loving baby. Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.